Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Access Astrology. I'm Ann Ortley, and I have a cold. And I am here tonight, right now, solo. Hopefully, someone else will be joining me. Last week, we all got eclipsed. Mark was home, sick, sleeping. I was flying on an airplane, and Heather was caught in a snowstorm. So the eclipse got us and got rid of us and removed us from our show. We didn't access astrology last week because we were having access problems. Actually, we were traveling and sleeping in a snowstorm. So we're now back. We're having a show tonight, which is always good. And we are still in eclipse season. We are finishing it up. Thank heavens, thank heavens. Because we are rolling towards that back end of the energy of the eclipses. We've had the full moon, which happened last week when the Brussels explosions took place, and we had the lunar eclipse full moon, and then we had Good Friday, and we had Easter, and we had the Aries ingress where the sun entered Aries, and we've had the days are now getting longer every minute, by a minute a day, and the nights are getting shorter by a minute shorter every day. And we are in this general energy of transformation. So the eclipses have been very powerful, and they continue to reverb through our lives. This week they're getting set off by Venus. So we're very much releasing things that we don't need. And one of the things with eclipses is they invite us to let go. They invite us to try it a different way. They invite us to do things in a new direction and to come up with a different vision of who we are. I know Mark is probably not going to be joining us tonight because he's got a bright and early two classes bright and early at yoga, and he's going to sleep. And Heather, I do expect to join me in a few minutes. So we'll go forward with the energy of the week. And then we did have a couple of emails from people writing in with questions, which we take, of course. And also feel free to call into the show and to ask us questions, because part of what we do here is we try and make astrology accessible. And so if we have a question, we go, okay, yeah, let's try and do it. So part of our job with this week is to continue working with this very fiery energy. Right now, the heavens are very full of fire. There's a lot of planets in fire signs, and there's a lot of arguments or questions about, how do we do it? What do we do? And what's that vision look like? And so there's a lot of energy that pushes us to try new things on a different level. And we kind of get this whole different, kind of pushes us forward into a different direction, pushes us forward into a new way of thinking, pushes us forward into a new way of being. Mars is reaching the degree of his station. Basically, Mars is going to park at 7 Sag all the month of April because he's going to station mid-month on the 17th, and then he goes backwards. So Mars is at the degree of 7, 8 all month and just sitting there. So if you have planets at 7, 8 of Sag, you're going to really feel it. You're going to really, really feel it. And feel the energy, the push, because of the fire energy. The other piece that's happening is the eclipse energy that we're still working with. We're in a waning, releasing phase, and we're waning and releasing until next Thursday, the 7th, when we have another new moon, and that new moon is in Aries, at 18 Aries, with a lovely closing aspect of a conjunction to Uranus. So it's a fire moon, man. It's going to really pop our little buttons. So, or push us to do things we maybe didn't think of. So when we have all this fire energy, and think about it, Sun's in fire, Mercury's in fire, Uranus is in fire, Mars is in fire, Saturn's in fire, a lot of fire. And then there's water in the sky, pile of stuff in Pisces, Neptune, South Node, Chiron, Venus, Ceres, Pisces, little bit of stuff in Earth, moon today is in Earth, Capricorn, Pluto, and Jupiter. There is no air in the sky. When there is no air in the sky, people get a little crazy because they have an inability to articulate what they want, what they're looking for, what they're trying to get, because the energy of the sky has no words. There are no words. There are just feelings. Feelings are big, and there is volatility because Mercury and Uranus are meeting. So that's a fire energy, you know. So there's a lot of pumping and fire and jumping around. It's always important. And we have this energy of passion, right? High passion, highly passionate energy. And then in the middle of this high passionate energy, there's a few fingers of God. And what fingers of God do is they bring us fated moments, F-A-T-E-D, when we're invited to meet our fate, when we're invited to try something different, to try a new place, to figure out a new direction, and to try and work with energy on a different level. So with the fire and water and no air and a little bit of earth, this is not a grounded chart. And water and fire make steam. Steam is a highly effective cleaner. Also makes great cup of tea. But it also pushes us. It boils. It cooks. It makes things change and shift. So there's a lot of energy around cooking and boiling and changing and shifting and really getting things moving. And that Capricorn moon today there's a moon in Cap, is, you know, very, very powerful in terms of emotionally releasing. And then, of course, as we go into the weekend, tomorrow, Thursday, we have a number of aspects. Mercury in fire is squaring Pluto. Mercury is going to join Uranus. So those are all explosive and volatile. And earlier in the week, Mercury trined Saturn in fire. So Mercury's moving quickly, bringing messages, carrying messages from one person to the next. You know, just on a mundane level, the government figured out how to break into an iPhone. Hey, that's kind of cool. You know, watch the fire energy, watch the passion, watch how fast the words are moving. Mercury is out of mind, out of speed, just kind of flying through the heavens. And he's in fire answering to Sagittarius, answering to Jupiter and Virgo. Jupiter and Virgo is fussy, picky, detail-oriented, not necessarily big picture, but definitely on point in complaining about what he's not happy about. So our job with this energy is just to understand how cantankerous it is. Also, Eris, the goddess of discord, is highly activating right now because she's getting stimulated. And so the feminine is pretty irritated, you know. I guess Donald Trump said something about women are, you know, women are that had abortions are supposed to be punished or something. I got a bunch of emails today from people going, women are zoom! Like, you know, this is just, remember, everybody's fiery, fiery, passionate, and truth be told, you know, it's the world. There was this big astrological fight on the Facebook I was reading, and these two relatively well thought of guys in the astrology community were really just going after each other. And it was mean. It was just downright mean. And I was like, wow, look at that. And just understand that part of this fluff and rooster, think rooster, you know, fire monkey, right? Think of fire monkeys, the year we're in. But it just kind of, you know, cock of the walk. You know, who's in charge? There is an absolutely hysterical podcast or YouTube or whatever, Donald Trump, Show Us Your Penis, which I encourage all of you to watch. It's very funny. Show us your junk. You say it's really big. Let us see it. And fire, just passionate. People are a little out of control and a little wired. And let me tell you, it's going to get worse the rest of the week because everybody's feeling so pushed in areas that they don't really want to be pushed, but feeling really, really pushed. So we have to honor that pushed energy is past what they can do. It's past what they want. And then when we get to the weekend, the moon is in Aquarius. It's a lovely weekend. I happen to be teaching a beginning astrology class this weekend. which is a great weekend for Aquarius Moon. It's a great weekend for groups, great weekend to get in with groups. And then next week, as the planets kind of wrap up, Venus is going to go into Aries, and Mercury is going to go into Taurus, which again shifts us as we wrap up eclipse season. So all the changes that we're releasing from last Wednesday through next Thursday, a week from now, the 7th, is releasing and saying, okay, I'm finished with that, I'm done with this, this is over, let me let that go, boom, boom, boom. And our job is to know that we're right where we're supposed to be if we're letting things go. We're supposed to be saying, this is not my path, this is not my passion. Oh, you know, over here, this is my passion. Let me go spend time on my passion. And as Mars stations for the whole friggin' month of April on the fixed star Antares, Antares is focus, focus, focus. We're going to be really focused. The fixed star Antares is actually the Scorpion's claw. We are going to have the intensity and the passion of amazing focus this next month. But first, we have to get rid of the stuff that we no longer need, that we no longer want, that we're done with. And if we honor that, you'll be surprised how fast things go. So release, release, release the rest of this week through the 7th of April. And then incoming, huge incoming. So if you want to join the beginning astrology class this weekend, it's in New York City. Feel free to come by Saturday and Sunday. Source of Life, please register online so I have appropriate amount of books printed. You get a book. You get a book. Kind of exciting. We also have a lot of energy around push. Mark is speaking at a webinar on Rubicon on Sunday. And I am doing a podcast, a New Moon Manifestation podcast, on Wednesday, April 6th. And I'm also doing a Mars podcast later in the month on Mars as part of my new developing of education online, so people can download stuff and learn when they want to. So we're going to be doing that. Heather had some stuff too. And it looks like I'm going to be going to Great Lakes Astrology Conference next 2 weeks from now, I think it is. Great GLAC, GLAC, out there in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And then I will be out in Minnesota at the STARS group in September. Meet with Heather and the other folks out there. So keep us tuned. Oh, and there's also a counseling course here in New York for those of you who want to sit for ESAR certification. That's all the service announcements we have. So let's take some calls and emails from listeners. Max, you got to get down, babe. Come on, go away. Thank you. I have a cat that just thinks that he's in charge. All right, so we have a question from Jennifer, and she wrote to us and said, I have a couple questions. And Jennifer's birth information is January 5th, 1970, at 2:07 p.m. in New York, New York. Let me put that in. This is the hard part. All right, so it's Jennifer, January 5th, 1970, 2:07 p.m., New York, New York. All right, and Jennifer's question was, I sent this question in a few weeks ago. I know we got eclipsed. Heather on the snowstorm, me on the airplane, and Mark in bed. I don't think there was a show that day. I'm concerned with starting to get some justice and being able to stop doing things my body can't handle, to make minimum payments on debts related to dealing with my health. It's disturbing. Regarding my progress charts, are there any signs of settlements or inheritance? I'm not even getting picky about which of those who've done me wrong send me some relief. I can't go on abusing my system for scraps. Someone who was poo-pooing my investigative efforts a few years ago now appears to have co-opted them for something he wrote. I just confronted him this week. I'm running out of room on my survival cards. She's trying to take her jewelry design in a more professional direction. and reduced to having to work for people that are idiots. Okay, that makes sense. We all have to work for people that are idiots. Well, I don't anymore. I work for nice clients, but everybody else is still working for people. I'm trying to see the question here. Being that there hasn't been enough proofreading. Okay, so basically she's looking any sign of money, settlements or inheritance. So let's see what we see for Jennifer. Okay, so Jennifer is a writer and a communicator with Gemini rising, and she's a Capricorn sun and Venus in Cap in the eighth house of money. So what that does is it makes the house of working for money from other, looking for money from other people be high. And of course, Sun and Venus in the eighth profits from the misfortune of other people. That's not a bad thing. Therapists have that. Doctors have that. You're sick. You go to them. They fix you. They profit from your misfortune. Excellent chart for doing the writing with the moon in Sag. And right now, Pluto is on that sun. So that Pluto on the sun really pushes the sun. It's at 17. It's going to back over that sun one more time, station on it in September, and then push forward over it one more time, and then release the energy. So this has been a really difficult run because the finger of God that you have, Jennifer, between the sun in Capricorn and the IC at 15 Leo and the Mars at 15 Pisces has been really getting its little butt kicked by Pluto. And before that, Uranus was squaring the sun. That's finished. So Uranus is now going into the house of writing and getting out of there. And Pluto will be soon off of your sun. And Uranus, of course, not going to go back to trine your moon, but it is definitely going to be pushing forward in process. And because you have planets on the points of fame, which are, for those of you in the listening audience, that go, wait, there's points of fame. Yes, points of fame are 15 of the fixed. So her ascendant and her midheaven or IC are on 15. 7.5 of the mutable, 0 of the cardinal, and 22.5 of the cardinal. So you've got planets that can be famous for what you create and be paid very well for it because the sun rules that, particularly writing projects, because the sun rules the third and it's placed in the eighth. So I would not give up. I would simply say, okay, I'm working on the next chapter of how do I get money and how do I move forward in things. It can feel a little hard right now because your progressed moon's in Leo down in the fourth, and you're really feeling like your creativity has been very thwarted. And in fact, it probably has been with Pluto and Neptune, solar arc Neptune, that is, on your sun. That said, Saturn's about to get off your moon in Sag, and that brings enormous relief, and that also eases up the financial the struggles you've been having. He's going to go back to 10 in there, and then he's going to come over one more time before the end of the year. But once he gets off the moon, the money flows a little bit better. And also the writing flows a little bit better. I mean, right now it can feel like you're kind of in a struggle to try and get the writing out. But it does look like it all starts to ease up a bit. And with Jupiter going through your fourth house of creativity this summer, great opportunity for you to really get some new creative projects going that can really take off. Also, by progression, you have a number of planets that are coming to fame points. So if you've got stuff out there, I would dust it off and mail it off. Get it out the door to people that can find it and see it because you're having lovely aspects. And you're going to have Mars stationing on your descendant for the month of April. So you're going to be pretty cranky in April, Jennifer. But I think after that, it starts to improve quite a bit. And I think you'll be surprised how much better you feel when Saturn gets off your moon, too. And also, that does ease up the financial burdens. And once Pluto gets off the sun, that finishes a 250-year cycle. Yes, 250 years, where you've not necessarily felt particularly seen, at which point Pluto then is off of that and he's kind of free and you're kind of free and you're free to then go do other things rather than what you've been doing up until now. So that's kind of cool. All right. And let's see. Hopefully that answers your question, Jennifer. And yes, we were off the air because Heather and Mark were doing things, and I was on an airplane. And we do have a caller, so let me pick up the caller. Hi, caller 530-307. You're on the air. How can I help?
Hi, Ann.
Hi. What's your question? Who is it? You there? Did I lose you? Hello, hello. I think she hung up. She's not even on the switchboard anymore. Well, call back. It says call has dropped. Sorry about that, 530. I guess they hit the button. Anybody else would like to ask a question, please press 1 and raise your up. There we go, 530. They came back in. Okay. You hung up
on yourself, huh? I did.
I'm like, where'd you go?
Birthday,
she disappeared.
My birthday is 6/26/1959.
6/26/1959.
59.
Yeah.
Mhm. Born in Los Angeles, California.
Okay.
And
what time? 8:18 p.m. 8:18 p.m. Great. And what's your question?
So, it has been crazy for me. I feel like super argumentative, and I just was wondering if things were just changing for me now. Like, you know, there's just like a lot of turning over, so that I can, I don't know, I'm turning over a new leaf. Am I just getting rid of a lot of the old? And that's why it's coming up to argue, just to like be finalized so I can move on to new adventures with new people. Or,
well, a couple things. One, you know, you've got, one, there's a lot of fire in the sky, right? So I started the show with saying, a lot of fire in the sky right now. And natally, you have a moon in Pisces, which is not so fiery, but your Mars and your Venus are in fire, as is your Uranus. And right now, in your chart, by progression, which is the things we look to see where you are, normally you're Capricorn rising, you're kind of quiet, you don't yell at people, you're kind of well-behaved and, you know, quiet. You're going to be nice, you're a Cancer, you're kind of...
I usually am that way, yeah.
Yeah, you're usually like that, but right now, you're not in the mood. Your progressed sun is at the very last, you're at the very last degree of Leo. So you are ready to blow up if anybody irritates you, crosses you.
I am.
You know, I know. And your progressed moon is in 21 degrees of Aries, also ready to blow up and blast anybody that gets in your way. And it's in the third house at the same time. Plus, you're having Uranus and Mercury and the sun all stimulating it. So you are just in the mood to punch people. And you're also having Mars on your Pallas Athena and your Juno. So anybody says anything stupid to you, and you're just like, I can't believe you're so stupid. And your Saturn is trining your Venus in fire. And solar arc, progressed Uranus is on your Venus in fire. And Mercury's in fire, and you're on fire. So just know this is not forever, but it certainly is for now, and you've got a grand trine in fire, so you can come up with other ways to use it. Because part of the energy, you know, you're just not used to all this fire running through you. There's nothing wrong with it. This is what the Aries and the Leos and the Sages feel like all the time. Okay, this is also what guys feel like, because fire is a very yang energy, right? And you're triple female. With your rising sign in Cap and your sun in Cancer and your moon in Pisces, you're just not used to being in the boil, right? So just going to know, this is what fire people feel like, and you're on fire. So what do we do with that? Now, I have a really good friend of mine, student of mine.
Because I don't
want to
burn
middle...
any bridges, you know?
No. You want to take that energy that you're all pissed off about and use it. As it comes flying in, as you find yourself, instead of blasting them, take the energy and say, okay, what can I, because I've got this ball of fire I just caught. Let me figure out how I can use it to transform it and do something new with it. Because it's energy, it's raw power coming at you. And if you give it permission to transform, it will change shape and then you'll be able to use it and harness it for someone else. And just know, you've got a hair trigger temper right now. This is a transit. It's not forever, but it's you've got progressions that are saying, I'm in the mood to pick fights with people because I'm not in the mood to keep it. So anything that you find yourself flaring at or getting furious with, look and say, what about this do I not want to keep anymore in my life? It doesn't mean the person has to go, but the behavior, the symptom, because right now you're on fire and you just don't want to do it. So they say, you know, you have to do this. You go, no, I don't want to. Say, you know, I'm really kind of overwhelmed right now, so I don't think I'll be able to do that. Maybe later, but you have to find somebody else to do it. Because now is going to be when you're going to say, no, I don't want to do stuff. What that does by being burning things down, literally burning things out of your life, is you're creating space for the new growth. All these planets that are in mutable signs are saying to us, release and change, release and change. And you have a lot of fixed energy in your chart. Fixed people don't change very easily, except when they start blowing things up. And then they go, I feel like I'm blowing everything up. I'm like, yeah, but you're getting rid of it. I know, but what happens?
That's what I mean,
you're gonna
yeah.
have. Yeah, it'll be fine. You're gonna. I mean, you don't want to kill people, obviously, but you want to just.
No.
Whenever you get really angry, just say, I don't want to do that. And then find, you know, take a couple deep breaths and go, you know, I don't think I'm going to be able to do that now. So you're going to have to find somebody else. But, you know, maybe in a week or two or maybe in a month or two, maybe next fall. And just get out of whatever it is, because that's something that you're supposed to get rid of. And the reason you're getting rid of it is so that there's more room to grow. In the same way, you know,
right.
all the earth and water grow, but overgrown garden. So you're burning things down. When they have those forest fires, they actually help the forest regenerate. I mean, obviously some bunnies die, but hopefully not any bunnies you like. And the same idea is you're clearing things out that need to leave. You don't have to be mean about it, but you do know whenever you feel yourself flare that that's probably something that you have to change. And if you think of it that
yeah.
way, you're not going to be so nervous about being mad. You're going to go, ooh, I just got mad again. I guess I'm supposed to do something with that. All right? Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah, it makes sense. I like you said, I'm not used to being that way. And when I start to feel like that fire coming up, I feel like I need to say something. And mm-hmm. it's not always. Then I think back, I'm like, was that too harsh?
Well, and you know, when I went through this, I have a lot of water and earth in my chart, too. I had a therapist who would say to me, did anybody die? And I'd say, no, nobody died. She goes, okay. You know, because you don't want to go to jail for it. But, you know, you might need to say it, you know?
Yeah, I'm just saying things that need to be said. And it's just, I guess this is just the time when I'm not letting it lie dormant. It has to come up. And this is the time when it's burning out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, and if it's somebody who's, you know, who's young or who's old and frail, you know, you might not want to blast them because this can be something really harsh, but it's also fire serves as a barricade. A lot of times, you know, when I was quitting smoking, one of the things they pointed out to us is that when we light a fire, the smoke is a screen. You know, it keeps us safe. So think of the fire that's flaring as your smoke screen. It's keeping you safe. It's trying to keep you from going over and punching them, but also keeping them from coming and getting you. So it's a good thing if we honor fire and we appreciate the power of fire, certainly. We see a fire and somebody gets burned out of something or there's an explosion somewhere. But we also have to honor fire for its vision. It helps us see things. So every time you get mad, think of it as it's giving you a vision of what you need to see. And that's okay.
Yeah.
And now that you've seen it, do you want to change it? Does that make sense?
Right. It does make
yeah.
sense.
But I'll tell you, the feminine is mad, the fire is flaring, everybody's in the mood to be rah, 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 rah. So you just have to go.
And
hey,
how long
you know?
Is this going to last for me?
For you, it's going to last a while. At least,
No,
your moon is in Aries until, your moon's in Aries for another 10 months.
Wow. Really?
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe a year. because your progressed sun doesn't get in. Your progressed sun doesn't get into Virgo until April of 2017. Yeah, give it a good year. So, just
that,
remember, anything you burn out, the new growth comes in afterwards. So, and on that note, the British lady says the show's over. So, yeah, you're going to be firing for a year. This intensity, this is really the Aries part. Maybe another month for the really wanting to kill people. But it's not going anywhere fast. It's a pretty strong transit. So, we're all reinventing ourselves and coming up with a new life and figuring out where we're going. So, that's really what it's about. And just think of the fire energy as helping us see it clearer. So,
okay.
And on that note, we're going to hang up and wish everybody a great week. We'll be back next week, or at least I'll be back next week. Hopefully the other two will be too. And we won't be eclipsed. And have a great, great fire week. Take care. Bye, all.